Good morrow, kind gossip, why wither so fast? I pray stay a while, I know there's no haste. And let's chat a while of some things that are past. I hear say you're married since I saw you last. Oh, this is a hasty age. Oh, this is a hasty age. 'Tis true I am married, which hath been my bane, but if that I now were a widow again, I so would continue, but grief is in vain. I must be contented to sing this sad strain. Oh, fie on this cozening age! Oh, fie on this cozening age! Oh, do you so quickly your bargain repent, and yet you thought long ere about it you went? If marriage bring trouble in time, I'll prevent all future unquietness and be content. To shun such a cozening age, to shun such a cozening age. Oh, woe is me, gossip, that ere I was born, I married a boy that now holds me in scorn. He comes among whores both evening and morn, while I sit at home like a creature forlorn. Oh, this is a cozening age. Oh, this is a cozening age. Oh, who would imagine that such a young lad, that scarce was worth 12 pence with all that he had, should wed a rich woman and use her so bad? I trust I shall never be so doting mad. To match in this cozening age, to match in this cozening age. The grief that I suffer can hardly be told. Among whores and knaves he consumeth my gold. And if I reprove him, he tells me I scold. I dare not dispose of mine own as I would. Oh, fie on this doting age! Oh, fie on this doting age! Well, by your example, I warning will take. With no skipjack boy, a match I will make. 2 suitors I have, but I both will forsake. For some that are fond as they brew, let them bake. I'll take heed of this cunning age. I'll take heed of this cunning age. Well, do so, good gossip, and so fare you well. My goodly new husband were curse me to hell. Old John, God be with him, my neighbors can tell, did never in's life give me mouthful of ill. Oh, fie on this doting age! Oh, fie on this doting age! There is an old proverb that oft hath been tried, said a beggar on horseback to the gallows he'll ride. So wed a young boy, he's so puffed up with pride, they'll marry rich widows to scoff and deride. Oh, this is a cozening age. Oh, this is a cozening age. But stay, who comes yonder? 'Tis well that I tarried. My kinswoman Catherine, she lately was married. She had better gone to the church to be buried. With her now I doubt things are otherwise carried. She curseth this cozening age. She curseth this cozening age. What cousin and neighbor are you met together? 'Tis well that I happened so luckily hither. I long have desired to talk with you either. Come, stand not in the street, let's go travel somewhere. Oh, fie on this cozening age! Oh, fie on this cozening age! Well, how dost thou like of thy husband, good Kate? We hear of a certain thou'rt married of late, with a wealthy old widow to better thy state, who loves thee as dear as the turtle his mate. That's rare in this cozening age, that's rare in this cozening age. Oh, woe is me, cousin, that ever 'twas done. A beggarly slave my affection hath won. He bragged of his riches whereof he had none, but five little children, four girls and a son. Oh, fie on this cozening age! Oh, fie on this cozening age! When he came a-wooing, he borrowed a cloak and rings to his fingers, my love to provoke. The devil a word of his children he spoke, but now we are married, I find that he's broke. Oh, fie on this cozening age! Oh, fie on this cozening age! Besides, he's so jealous that if I but look on any young man, he'll be sworn on a book. That I make him cuckold by hook or by crook, this doting suspicion no woman can brook. Oh, fie on this doting age! Oh, fie on this doting age! It seems then, good Kate, we are both alike sped. Ill fortune had we with such husbands to wed. For if all be true that here thou hast said, I would either we or our husbands were dead. Oh, fie on this cozening age! Oh, fie on this cozening age! Your speeches will make me still willing to tarry, sith widows and bachelors both do miscarry. Yet 'tis said in London that when we do bury our husbands next month, we are ready to marry. Oh, this is a lying age! Oh, this is a lying age! Nay, more, to abash us, the poets of the times do blazon us forth in their ballads and rhymes, with bitter invective satirical lines, as though we had done some notorious crimes. Oh, this is a scandalous age! Oh, this is a scandalous age! I would either poet could get in my clutches, he were better write ballads against the archduchess. There is one mad ballad that sorely us touches, the heteroclite singer that goes upon crutches, doth roar out the wiving age, doth roar out the wiving age. But 'tis no great matter, let knaves say their worst, and swell with foul envy until they do burst. I keep you so long, I shall make you be cursed. I could find in heart to stay still if you durst. Oh, now comes the parting age. Oh, now comes the parting age.